What's going on, Ziptocrats? We're back to Netflix this week for the review, and of course that means we're talking about Stranger Things Season 5. That's right, it's been 3 years, but we finally returned to Hawkins. Now, don't worry, this is a spoiler-free review, so don't be afraid to listen, all right? The gang is all back together again. Well, at least the ones that survived the last season. Everybody's back, and we're fighting against the big bad Vecna. He's the big bad of the series and the final boss the team will be going up against, but they're also fighting against the US government. Now, all of this you can see in the trailer, so don't worry, I'm not spoiling too much, but things get pretty hectic. Now, we only got 4 episodes, right? The season is split into almost 3 parts. So we've got the first 4 episodes out now on Netflix. The next 3 episodes will be released on Christmas Day. Then the finale will be on New Year's Eve. So if you haven't watched it yet, you have a little time to catch up, but I guarantee you, the first 4 episodes are worth the watch. The ending, you guys are going to love it. So if you haven't checked out Stranger Things Season 5, it's playing on Netflix. Not only is it playing on Netflix, it crashed Netflix. As soon as it came out, 8 p.m. on the 26th, Netflix was down. They got back quick though, and we watched all 4 episodes. It was good, you're going to love it. I'm not going to give it a rating just yet, because of course we haven't gotten the full season, but so far, yeah, this is worth the watch. So you guys are going to enjoy. But that's it for my review. I'll let y'all, you know, watch some other stuff.